It's been special in the church all these years. Holy Communion is a privilege. It's a privilege for us to be able to receive and take Holy Communion. Long, long, long time ago, years and years and years ago, a prayer was written in the Anglican Church that is prayed every time an Anglican priest, father, whatever you want to call him, gives communion. It's a precious prayer, and I reached back in tradition. I've read it a couple times here before as I've done communion for Grace Christian Center. And I want to read the prayer again because I think it's really special. This man caught the heart of the Father, I believe, as he wrote this prayer. I believe this prayer was anointed of the Holy Spirit. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ and drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell with him and him in us. Amen. I think he caught the heart of Christianity in that short prayer. So, as we read the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 11:23, for I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me, as oft as ye shall drink it. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come, and he's coming soon. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you who are weak and sick, and some have even died. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. Amen. So it's very important for us to examine ourselves before we partake. John 6:35 says, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. I am the bread which came down from heaven. Yes, I am the bread of life. He is the bread of life. That is good news to you and me. John 6:51 says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread is my flesh, offered so that the world may live. And he said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. But those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them the last day. How precious of him to give us this celebration of communion, that we might know that we are made right with him, and we're doing it in remembrance of the fact that he did give his life, his body and his blood for you and I, that we might be one with each other. So I ask you to examine your hearts, get right with the Lord. If you have any issues with anyone else in this room, with the body of Christ, I would ask you to, if you would like to during this time, you may slip over to them and speak with them, or put it in your heart that at the very first time after this service, you will be able to go and speak with that person and get things right with them. So I commend you to do that, and we'll wait where they're finishing serving, and then we will partake of the elements. Hold this wafer up before you. We thank you for the great thing you did, living a sinless life, Lord, and then giving up your body, that perfect body for us, that we might be whole. Father, that we might be one with you, that we might be one with Jesus, and that we might be one with each other. So we give thanks now as we take this wafer in remembrance of you and what you did. As we've taken it, Lord, we also take in to our very selves all the precious promises that went along with your promise to us. Now, as we hold the cup up to you again, we give thanks for the shedding of your blood. Father, that our sins might be totally forgiven, that our sins, as confessed unto you, are all under the blood. So now, as a congregation of Grace Christian Center, Lord, together we receive this most holy offering. And all the saints said, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at the smiles on all your faces. Whoa, wow. Yes, forgiven, made clean, made right with him, and right with one another. Amen.